Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on PGN. It's Tuesday evening, August 9th, 2022. Deborah with you here this evening. Thank you for joining us. For those that are dialed in, listening, and ready for ministry, God bless you in the name of the Lord. And thank you for those who are online listening through the app, whatever it might be, given a on-demand or recorded version. We thank you for joining us, and God bless you. And if you do want ministry and you are listening online or anytime in the future, any of the evenings or you're listening to PGN, you can just call on the host at 319-527-6027, and then you press 1 on your keypad at any time to receive ministry. That puts you in the queue. On my end, in the little icon, it shows your hand is up, meaning you are ready, willing, and able to receive ministry from the Holy Spirit. So so thank you. Thank you for doing that. So ideally, you should press 1 as soon as you dial in, but you can, I know sometimes people, and I used to do it all the time as well, just dial in to listen to the program, and then at some point maybe raise my hand later for ministry or near the end. And that works too, as long as you press 1 on your keypad, then that's a wonderful unity that we have and working with the Holy Spirit here on PGN and ministering to your needs. So praise God for that. So let's pray before we open. Father, we thank you for this evening. God, we just want to bless your holy name, God. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We exalt you, Father God. Lord, we ascribe unto you all excellence, the power, authority, and majesty as God. And be glorified, Lord. Be exalted and be glorified in this place, in this house, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord, your great grace, God, and your abounding mercy, Lord, that is new every morning but stretches into the evening. So we thank you, God, for your watchful eye over us and care, God. May we as well be eagerly watching and ready for your return as well, God. We thank you for being created in your image and in your likeness and our union with you, Lord. We thank you for it, God. May we stand firm, God, for your name's sake, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm just returning in town from, I'm going out of town with a friend to Tennessee. It was a sweet, sweet time with the Holy Spirit. So I'm grateful for that and getting back in the swing of things. So praise God for that. So today, and I'll talk about that maybe a little bit more later as the time comes nears. So more on that later specifically. But there are people who I can see that there are people, I will make this comment, there are people who are like-minded with PGN and renewing the things of the Lord and like skimming the fat and idolatry and, you know, the prophetic and esteeming things that shouldn't be esteemed in the body of Christ and just working out of purity of the Spirit of God and that Jesus is to be exalted and glorified above any other. So I'm thankful for that, Jesus' name. So I'm saying that. Okay, so I was going to mention this evening about, you know, we are created in the image of God, so we see that in Genesis 1. And God created us in his image and in his likeness. And then it says when he created man and woman, he blessed them. He wanted to bless them. So the Lord still does. This is his intention for us. This is what I'm trying to say. Even from the time of creation, is he intended to bless us. And we need to position ourselves to receive from him, right? Every blessing that he wants to bestow and cast upon us, we want to receive that. So, and to know that some people have I mean, I know some people, I don't know if they just, I know a few people who've come from actually a Catholicism background who have a hard time receiving really the fact that God wants to bless them. So, but he does want to bless them. And there's nothing wrong with that, that type of background. I came from that type of background before the Lord, you know, before the Lord called me out and I became born again. However, yes, there you go, Gabby. So I did get your text, 623-210, and you, actually from the time that I received your text, you're actually third in line tonight. So even though you dialed in a little bit later, but you are third in line, so I will get to you when we open up the phone lines, just so you know that. So thank you so much for texting, and I look forward to praying for you. So we just need to position ourselves knowing that God's intention is to bless us even from the very beginning. That is from the very beginning, just so that we have that understanding, because we want to expound our view on the Lord and our knowledge on the Lord and where he has us and where he's bringing us. And so we are created, right? So we belong to him and we're created to bring him glory. Right, so that's how he designed us, and our union with him is to bring him glory. And he says, okay, let me read this one first. So in Luke 12, verses 6 and 7, and today I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I'm not sure how I landed there today, but I did. And it says this: what is the price of 5 sparrows, 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget one single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. See, sometimes we stop at the very hairs on your head are numbered and how much value we have before God. But the continuation of that second part of that verse says, do not be afraid. Isn't that interesting that he would go right there? You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. So this we must know, how we are intricately created. He still sees that, right, in the New Testament. So his covenant is enduring. His faithfulness is enduring. His love is enduring towards us. He's still, while he's invested in, you've heard me say this, he's invested in our lives from creating us. He's still involved in our lives, and he's involved in all of creation. He's even involved in these sparrows, and knowing if a single one of them were to fall, he would not forget one of them, right? But the very hairs on your head are all numbered, so do not be afraid, right? Because, and I think that's a timely word even for such a time as this, you are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. And then he proceeds to tell us, and this is in our union with God as well and being created. 2 Corinthians 3, and I think I'm going to read 16 through 18. But it says, but whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So verse 18. So all of us who have had... So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God, okay? And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. And this is a precious thing. When we come to him, right, we're regenerated, receive him, the veil is removed, and we can see and reflect the glory of God. It says that we can see and reflect the glory of God. And we can ask the Lord this and pray into this. 2 Corinthians 3:18, right? And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. And it's fascinating to me that we will receive, okay, so on earth here, this is what we're doing. We're established here, created by him to bring him glory. We are not our own. We have a union with him while we're here on earth. And we want to step into knowing we are walking through this earth as a journey, right? And what we do here matters for all eternity, right? So we're going to spend, maybe there's a little PGN section in heaven, but we can meet somewhere in heaven and know on Tuesday night, no, I'm just kidding, but know, hey, you are part of PGN. I know you in the spirit, and I recognize you through the glory of God and what he's revealed. Okay, so here are a couple excerpts from our having our rewards in heaven, right? Because we're working here on earth, right? So God's going to give us rewards in heaven, right, at the judgment seat of Christ, based on our faithfulness. And that judgment seat, because we are our faithfulness and service to him. So since we are in Christ and through his righteousness, this judgment seat is more like our rewards and what we're going to receive, almost like it's our graduation or our commencement ceremony. I've heard one pastor state it like that. So it's a commencement that you've graduated. Here it is, and here's your rewards, okay? And it says the rewards will show the reality of our sonship and the justice of God. So Hebrews 6:10 says, for God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you do. God will give rewards in heaven in order to fulfill the law of sowing and reaping, which is amazing to me that he continues, right? What is done on earth as it is in heaven, sowing and reaping. And so we're sowing into his kingdom, and we're going to reap in his kingdom as well. And he's good to his word, and he's just showing us that additionally. There in Galatians 6:7-9, it says, and make good on his promise that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. So 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. So we will be, again, rewarded for our faithfulness and service to him, and then also for our love that we have shown for his name and serving the saints. Okay, so maybe more on that later as we pull that apart, because I need to look up a couple of things. Okay, so Psalm 16, a couple word searches I want to do on that. Psalm 16:11, you make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have our story, God, that you complete, that, Lord God, that each of us would complete our earthly story for you, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we know, Lord, that in some ways, Lord, bringing your name glory on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, brings rest to our soul and our faith, Father God, and also fills with the acknowledgement that you are our portion and you are our prize, even on earth, God, and that you are esteemed and glorified. Lord, it's wonderful when it happens on earth. It almost seems, and we're carrying your righteousness, to receive rewards on top of that, Lord, is really incredible, God, and nor we ever want to outdo you or outshine you, nor think that we can, and knowing apart from you, we can do nothing, God. So we ask, Lord, that the things that we purpose in our heart and the desires, Lord, we place them before you, that you would perfect them according to your will, God, that your plans would succeed in our lives to bring your name glory, God. And we thank you, Lord, at times, Lord, there are many times, Father God, that you do exceedingly more than we could ask, think, or imagine, God. Help us to have the courage and the faith to say yes, to step into your plan, step into your will, step into your purposes for our lives, God, that you might receive, Lord, that the saints might be blessed and you might receive the glory due your name, God. So I lift up every listening ear to you, God. Lord, every purpose and plan that you have for their lives, God, we thank you, Lord, for each step that leads to it, God. Lord, each door intricately, God, is opened, God, for your name's sake, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would keep those doors open until they say yes. support until they recognize that that is the threshold that you're having them cross over, God. So we thank you for great grace in leading us, God, and we thank you, Lord, that you created us as humanity and humankind, so you know us full well, Lord, and you also lead us, Lord, as sheep, so you know us even better than we know ourselves, God. So we want to be yielding. We want to yield our body, soul, and spirit unto you, God. And we thank you, Lord. May we be found faithful in our service and our work unto you, God. But and we know and work, Lord, that is in part, I do know this, is that it is apprenticeship with the Holy Spirit. So that means we are yoked with him and we're learning from him. We do what we see and know the Father is revealing through the Holy Spirit. And we follow and honor, and we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, thank you, everyone, for calling and dialing in, and let's get started tonight. So our first caller, let me set my computer so it doesn't. Okay, so our first caller is 502-548. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. This is Greg in Kentucky.
Oh, hey there.
How are you?
It was, but I was good. How are you doing?
Not bad at all.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Okay, let me pray for you. I'm going to mute your phone line, and I'll be right back. I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. Good to hear from you. I thought maybe that was you, but I didn't want to blow it. I said, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Greg. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just lift him up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes the Lord, like, he exaggerates things. Well, it seems like he's exaggerating them, but it's like, and I know some people use the word highlighting, but really it's just that he is encompassing a certain area or a certain framework or a certain substance or a certain, maybe it's like, maybe it could be your conscious. Sometimes the Lord does this with me, with my conscious, like, he'll show me whatever that thing is, let's go back to this, whatever that thing is that where it feels like the Lord is exaggerating it, if you will, or is all encompassing upon a certain area, a serpent's reference, and it keeps coming back around, and it certainly is in your like awareness or wheelhouse. He is like perfecting, in some ways he's perfecting us and teaching us something in that and showing us by all means that he is very much aware, like when he does it with me, with my conscience, let me just say this, is that I'm very much aware that he's aware of, you know, my thoughts, my attitudes, my motivations, and my intents, right? But it says that's what the word of God is. It separates those things, you know, but I feel the Spirit of God upon that, making sure that I live in 2 Corinthians 4:2, it talks about living a clear conscience before both God and man. And I know that that's what the Lord's doing with me when it feels like the same thing keeps coming back around. And he's not exaggerating. He's perfecting me according to his will. And it is a form of maturity because you have to be willing to step into it, even though there's a part where it feels uncomfortable, but it certainly is knowing it is not hidden from Christ. And if anything, that's it. Like whatever it is that feels like it's being exaggerated, maybe it's certainly not hidden from Christ at all. You know, he's all over that and he sees it. He knows it and he's watching, you know, maybe your motives and your intents regarding that certain thing. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the perfecting work and what you're doing, Lord. And just even, I pray, a successful graduation in that for him, Father God, that you would receive the word of the Lord on that. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, how you move and how you give and how you know, the Holy Spirit teaches, he guides us, and he instructs us. And sometimes in that there's instructions, you know. So thank you, Lord. There we go. So let me give you a couple examples.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah, let me give you a couple examples.
Ahead.
So with mine, And this is just seems so simple, but like when I drove with my friend, it was like 7 hours away. And then, you know, I asked her, do you want me to drive? And she said, yeah, or no, or whatever, you know, said, if you want me to drive, let me know. So on the way there, it ended up being that she drove the whole way. And then there were so many people who asked, oh, did you guys take turns driving? And I was like, why is this question being repeated? And I thought, well, maybe I didn't like say it enough, like, do you want me to drive now? Do you know what I mean? And then I thought, well, certainly on the way home, I'm going to ask even more, you know. Anyways, I did drive on the way back, but but that kind of thing, the Lord will do that type of thing where it's like, it seems like it keeps getting repeated, and then yeah. He's, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I often thought whenever there's certain themes or even particular words that gets repeated, it's either one, he knows that I'm not hearing it or listening like I should, or he is repeating it for emphasis. I think those are the two main reasons that we see the repeaters, you know, and things that he's showing us or telling us. It's like I've already told you this like two or three times. I don't think you're getting it. Or I'm telling you this two or three times because I really, really want you to know that it's important.
Right.
So,
and again, yeah, and like what I'm saying, yeah, and for what I'm saying, he does do it for my consciousness because I know, because, and I really think it's the prophetic side of, and most people
yeah.
that are prophetic are honest. And God will take you to a deeper level of honesty. And then when you remove yourself or you're honest or, you know, communicate in a way that is a clear conscience between both God and man, then he has more room to work within you, you know. So it is like a perfecting and a maturing because he wants more of him in your capacity, you know, to carry him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not that we're missing it, like I'm not missing it. He's just taking me someplace
right.
and bring, he's like making me aware of something I wouldn't have maybe been aware of on my own, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, like consciousness, being aware
yes.
and conscious of it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise it would just fly underneath your radar. You'd never catch it.
Or I might think it's okay. Maybe I'm just, I would be too relaxed. Or do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
Probably
comfort.
Just more casual about it.
Yeah, because my soul definitely wants comfort, right? So, I mean, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yes, indeed.
So there he goes. So how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I mean, today was kind of a tough day, but it's spent a lot of time in prayer,
mm-hmm.
just sorting through it. Work was kind of just started off kind of tough. I turned it around. I mean, it was funny though. I mean, I was under a lot of pressure to do in the simplest term, just to verify equipment at one of the customers. And I've had trouble getting in touch with him because he works second shift on another job and his shop, he's hardly ever there. And
mm-hmm.
they were like, they really bearing down on me. Like it went like two bosses above mine and they had both emailed me and they said, this has to be done now. So I was on my way out there and hadn't been able to get hold of him. I just prayed and it was like a begging prayer. I was like, God, please, 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 please let this guy be at this shop because I can never catch him. And
mm-hmm.
It was about an hour drive from my house. And I pull in the drive of his shop. And as I'm getting out of my vehicle, he is walking out the door of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get to talk to him, got everything I needed, got everybody satisfied and off my back. But it was, I don't know, it was a directly answered prayer because he's not there every day. He's not ever there at the same time.
Yeah, no, that was wonderful.
Yeah, I received that as a definite direct answer to a prayer. So
yeah, directing
helped,
your steps
still,
in his.
yeah. Yeah, because there was I wasn't planning on going out there until I got that email. And as soon as I got that email, I cut and ran. I mean, I'm going straight out there right now and hoping praise there. But, I mean, still, I'm under quite a bit of pressure right now. So I'm just trying to release some of that as much as possible.
Okay.
Whether
all right,
there.
And maybe that's it. Sorry to interrupt you. Maybe that is the one thing the Lord's exaggerating is the pressure, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, there might be something in that. Let me pray over that. You mean pressure mostly in your work, in the work situation, or personal and work?
I mean, it's a little on the personal side, but it's gearing, you know, it's from work.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We just lift up Greg and his work to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, how you answered his prayer, God. And we thank you, Lord, that as he continues to trust in you and acknowledge you in all of his ways, Lord, that you continue to lead his steps and guide him, God. We thank you, Lord, for continued faith in the work, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would alleviate and ease by your spirit some of the pressure, Father God, that he could see your hand, Lord, your hand and your leading, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. So we pray, Lord, for him that he would pray for every area, God, that he has need of. Lord, even every exit ramp, on-ramp, Father, whatever it might be, Lord, that you would come through for him, God, in ways that are so faithful, Lord. And I see my husband pray and his work situation have so much faith in his job. It's incredible. And the Lord answers. So we thank you, Father God, that you, Lord, that you would, Greg would continue, Lord, and we know that he does because I've heard him give testimony of placing his faith in his workplace, Lord, but continue, Lord, teaching him and expanding him in those areas, Father God, and that you would just even write those things on the tablet of his heart, what he's to pray, God, that he can see you move and act, Lord, and even the providence that you have in going before him and the wisdom and provision, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and continued faithfulness in that, and just teaching Greg how to pray further with faith into his work situation, God, even in the stressful times, God, and sorting that out between the Holy Spirit and everything that's going on in his spirit and soul, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it has definitely pushed me into prayer about a career or job or what I do, probably more than anyone I've experienced. It's just been a crazy ride.
Yeah. Well, just keep asking him. Yeah, just keep asking because he likes it when we ask, even the little things.
Oh, I do.
You know? Cause, that's good.
You ask him a lot.
That's awesome. Well, is there anything specific that you wanted prayer for before?
No, that would have been it right there. Yeah, that would have definitely been it. So,
okay.
If you don't have like a ton of callers waiting in line, I mean, I'm just really, you know, besides the job itself too, just other things that really trying to, you know, seek God and just at a point where I'm really looking for some clarification, you know, like yeses, noes. Not so many maybes or waits, and just a clear direction of my path. I mean, just in life in general.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to sneak to the left or the right. I want to stay where he wants me. And sometimes I struggle with like, wait, this way? And am I doing this right? Am I supposed to be here? That kind of stuff. I don't want to. If he doesn't want it, I want it removed. And if he does want it, then I want it highlighted.
Okay. So So, Father, we thank you, Lord. All the saints pray in agreement for Greg, Father God, that you would confirm his way, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you would keep his steps and his path tethered to the path of righteousness for your namesake, Lord. And we pray, Father, just for that assurance and what he's looking for, Lord. We know your word says that you lead us forth with joy and you lead us out in peace, God. So we pray, Lord, that he would look for the signs of the Spirit even within himself when he regards decisions, Lord, where his peace is, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would just confirm, Father, you would perfect that prayer better than what I could ask, Lord, and that that your direction for certain would be upon it, God, and knowing even opening, God, knowing that your intention is to bless us, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for making your way sure to him and confirming it, and that he has the assurance of your blessing and your direction on his path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Deborah.
You're welcome. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, 250-531. This is Julia May from Alabama.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? Just fine.
Good. Good. Let me pray for you before we talk. So, Father, we thank you. Okay. For Julia May, God, we just lift her up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing lagging, Father God, in Jesus' name. So when I say that, I'm not sure what that means, but it makes me want to say this, that your ways are like tethered to the Lord, like taut and tethered. So, and I know I've mentioned this before, but like before they built the temple where there was the tent, you know, they built the tent and then there was a fence. Or I don't know if it was a fence around, whatever that was that they put around it. But it was tethered on both sides to hold it up. And it was equally so like staked into the ground to hold it up straight. And there was a teaching on that someone did, meaning it was the balance between the word and the Spirit. So when there's nothing lacking, that means there's nothing lacking. That means there's you're not lacking in the Spirit and you're not lacking in the Word, and so that it's taut and it's tethered correctly, mm-hmm. so that it's upright. So we thank you, Lord, for just like the fencing in of the temple. So we thank you for fencing her in with your Word and with your Spirit, God. It's really a strong word. So I thank you, Lord, for even those boundary lines, Lord, that she possesses. Father God, before your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, God, that you even see it on earth, God, where those lines are, God. We thank you, Lord, it's her natural places of authority in her home, God, in your workplace, with your neighbors, with your loved ones, with your family, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in the Spirit, God, for igniting her, God, and we thank you, Lord, for teaching her to walk even balanced, God, in every way, above and beneath, Father God, balanced. But you are the head and not the tail. But I'm just saying, in every facet, in every place that you walk, let it be tethered and taut, not lacking in any way. So we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're doing fine. Started back work yesterday, so that's going good. Thank God.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, school open up. So
okay,
I was telling us, we done made 2 days, but we have 180, so we tore them down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank God I'll be able to do that back in my class in the workshop. Well, you know, I can go back there because we have a student helper, so I don't have to do it. Like I said, a lot of lifting, so that helps. Yeah, so I work in two classes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer doing good. You just waiting on her to go to the doctor, you know. But other than that, she's seen it going fine. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So is she doing better than last week or about the same, or what's your thoughts
about
on that?
About the same, you know. Okay. Like I said, the water's coming off, but, you know, I don't see any sign of weakness or nothing like that. So, you know, she's taking
okay.
her medicine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
God, you know,
okay.
That blood clot. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I prayed for her. I prayed for her. I remember praying for her now that I'm talking to you. So, and I continue
mm-hmm.
to pray during
you.
The week as the Lord brings to my remembrance everyone mm-hmm. who's listening, and I pray for you as the Lord brings to my remembrance. I will lift that up
okay.
in prayer. Sometimes I might ponder,
mm-hmm.
and this is for everyone, I might ponder something that I said to you, like before the Lord. Sometimes he gives me more
mm-hmm.
insight, and if he does, I probably should really write those down, but then I'll pray into that a little bit more, but
mm-hmm.
I do remember praying praying for your daughter and covering her
yeah.
with the light of life. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yes. Thank you for it.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. That's also you talking about it. Appreciate
yeah.
calling and thinking about
okay.
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Now, do you have any prayer requests, Julia May?
No, just continue to pray for, like, for me, for Jumper. I walk in his word and her help, that's, you know. And I just be praying for everybody else, you know, that we keep our focus on him. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just pray that real quick here. So,
mm-hmm.
Father, so we have the agreement of all the saints listening
you,
to pray for Julia May to be in your word, Lord, to be an example, God, even as we read in Hebrews, Lord, that she would be that love, Lord, and demonstrate that unto you and unto the saints, Father God, and those that you want to call your saints, Lord, while she works in the home and out of the home, God. We pray for Jennifer. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your spirit that hovers over her, God, and the light of life to be upon her, God. We thank you for speaking into every area within her body, God, bringing forth light, your creative works, God, your creative healing, God, and sustaining health and restoring health unto her, God. We thank you for your redemptive works, God, and your great love and your great compassion that endures forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so now, let me see, I got to go to Gabby. 623210, good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Now, Gabby, where are you from?
I'm from Phoenix.
Phoenix, oh, okay. Now, have we prayed and spoke together in the before?
No.
Okay. All right. And are you friends with somebody? Did somebody direct you here, or is just you were listening to PGN?
I just found it online today.
Oh, you did? Well, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to PGN. Okay. Now, the reason I ask is because, and I'm not sure, I don't usually ask everyone, but sometimes people work with somebody and they direct them over to PGN, or there's a friend of a friend or something like that is why I ask. So that's wonderful. That's awesome. Well, let me just pray for you and lift you up, and then we'll talk. So, Father, we thank you for Gabby, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for how you led her, God, into your place and to your prophetic grace, Lord, and to prophetic people, God, who just embrace the Spirit of God and the presence of God. Lord, we pray that you just cover Gabby with your presence, Lord. We thank you for your provision for her, God, and wisdom and provision. We thank you for your protection over her, God, that you powerfully shield and guard her, Lord, and her loved ones, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for your covering and sustaining her, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and how you speak to her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the language and how you speak to her, Father. Jesus, do you speak another language? Do you happen to speak another language?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you have your spiritual language, prayer language?
No, I do not have that.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just showing yourself, Lord, and your continuation in her life. God, we thank you, Lord, that you, for the things that you begin, Lord, that you are faithful to continue, God, and to continue to lead, Lord. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just even as we read earlier in Luke 12, that that you see us and know us, that we are valuable unto you, God, and you know how many hairs are on our head, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that even in Psalm 139 tells us that you, before a word is formed on our tongue, that you know it so well. So there's something about language, too, because that's speaking again. So something with language. I thank you, Lord, for her breath and the things that you've given her, Father God. We thank you, Lord. So even our tongue, the word says in James, like our tongue is like an udder. It can direct our, like a ship. It can direct us in the direction that we're going. So, Lord, we bless her lips, Lord, Father God, that you've given us, Lord, the ability to praise you, Lord. And your word says that out of the same mouth can come blessing and cursing. So the Lord hones us in on that as well, that we speak, you know, with clarity, that we speak, that we are mindful of what we're saying before the Lord, that he hears not only our prayers but our conversations as well. So we thank you, Lord, that her language and lips will be fruitful, Father God, in Jesus' name, and even that reaping and sowing. So we thank you, Lord, that that would be blessed on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, yeah, I'm not sure if there will be like your spiritual language, the like when you as we learn to speak in our spiritual language, sometimes it's just syllables or, you know, like we grow up in our spiritual language and that becomes developed as well. So I don't know if that's something that the Lord's going to be showing you or teaching you, and it's okay to just start with, you know, syllable or just start small and build on it. Yeah, I don't know if there's something there, but something with language and speaking and your tongue and the things that I prayed. And so let me just hover here for one more second over that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let me see something. I'm doing something. Yeah, this is not clarifying anything. Oh, maybe, this maybe house, but I think, okay, so more of that, you're the temple, you're the house, you can carry the Holy Spirit and can have your spiritual language. So that's my prayer for you. So praise God for that. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Gabby.
I just called in because I just came out of a really hard season in my walk with the Lord. And I just feel like I need like healing in my spirit. And I need help overcoming insecurities in my relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've just been having a lot of, like, physical health problems. So, like, I could definitely use prayer for just, like, my health to be, like, completely restored. Because I've been sick pretty much all summer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, well, I do see an emphasis something on language. So, yeah, whether the Lord continues to... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I have been wanting to, like, learn how to speak in my prayer language. So that would make sense that he's bringing that up, because that's been something that's been on my mind a lot.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, and I was going to say, I think, too, that he is going to keep speaking to you, you know, and call in at other days and other times and have, you know, some other people pray for you as well to receive ministry that is very healing. And I know that's one testimony that comes forth from PGN as well. It's encouraging. It can be confirming. And it also can be very healing when the Lord speaks as well. So let me pray for your physical body and then just we can pray a prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit too. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Gabby, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I just lift her up to you, God, and her physical body, God. I just pray, Lord, whatever effects that have happened, Lord, over this season, Lord, we pray, we call them null and void, and we command them to leave her body, God. We pray for any oppression, depression, God, any word curses or wrong thought intentions and motives of people's hearts, including her own, God, any wrong intentions towards you or towards herself, God, and just reverberating what has come into her life, Father God. And taking that in, like internalized it, God. We pray, Lord, for your balm and your word to heal that in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for a release of freedom, God, a release of forgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus, and just even choosing to forgive, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for just the release of that, God. And we just command her body to come back, God, to be restored and redeemed according to your word, Lord. Your word says that you sent your word to heal us, God, and your word brings forth hope and freedom and healing, Father God. So we thank you for the restoration process, God, and the renewal process, God, and the redemptive process that's happening in her physical body, God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening her. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Psalm 103 where it says you heal all of our diseases, Lord, forgive all of our iniquities, Lord, that you crown us, Lord, with loving, you deliver us from destruction, and you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies, God. So we thank you for your placement upon her life, God, of your loving kindness and tender mercies, God. We thank you for your love and your language, Lord, to come forth in her life, God, and we thank you, Lord, for just bubbling up like a well, bubbling up like a spring within Gabby, Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now we just pray in agreement, and anyone else can pray as well, that any works that were done, you know, in 2 Corinthians 4, 2, it talks about renouncing the things that and the word that were deceitful or shameful, that were not done correctly. So anything that was done, like any, I don't know that it was, I mean, in my life it was, I had to renounce of it, but any occultic influence or behavior or wrong teaching, we just renounce that. Just renounce that in your heart now before the Lord, and that there's no connection to that. It has no rightful place in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, Lord, for your spirit. And we're just going to ask, Lord, that you baptize her, God, that she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just as you received Jesus by faith, by believing in God's word, and you're his child, and he's your father. So God is is ready to baptize you in the Holy Spirit when we ask him. So I'm just going to pray this prayer, and you can repeat it after me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus.
And I desire to be baptized with your Holy Spirit.
I desire to be baptized with your Holy Spirit.
With the evidence of speaking in other tongues.
The evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Your word says that I can have it.
Your word says that I can have it.
And I believe what you've said.
And I believe what you said.
I receive this gift by faith in Jesus' name.
Receive this gift by faith in Jesus' name.
And I thank you, Father, that I'm baptized with the Holy Spirit.
I thank you, Father, that I'm baptized with the Holy Spirit.
And evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Okay, so I'm going to just pray in the Spirit for a minute. And if you feel like something should bubble up and you can just join me, and even if it's just a couple syllables, some people don't feel anything right away and know, you know, sometimes the language doesn't come out initially, but know that you've received the Holy Spirit, and if God's word said it and you've asked, then you received it. So that means you have that by faith, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it could be just when you're in prayer, when you're in worship sometime, you might feel it come bubble up, or you're reading the word of God. So we thank you, Father, for this, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Gabby's life. We thank you, God, for renewal of the Spirit and awakening her spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your healing words and your healing language unto her, God. We thank you for spiritual language, Father God. We bless her belly, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bless her belly of rivers of living water, God, bubble up within her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your glorious life and fountain of life spilling over on her. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Gabby. I know I just kind of jumped right in there and let you pray.
That's
so okay. I don't want to put you in the spot either. But God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us. It's a privilege to pray for you. And please keep in touch and let us know how you're doing. Let us continue to minister to you in Jesus' name and to pray for your health and restoration and all that the Lord's doing in your life.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we have caller 402-214. Good evening. This is Sharon, right?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. It sounds like you're doing better. You're getting there.
Yeah, my throat is better, yeah. I have more sound.
Yeah. Still a little hoarse, but yes, more, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Sharon, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit upon her life, God. We thank you. Nothing is impossible with you, Lord. Nothing is impossible with God. We thank you for that. God, we thank you for the renewal, that strength, the renewal, that power. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that as she stands, as she stands in agreement with your word, God, and that nothing, God, with man, it's impossible. With God, nothing is impossible, God. So we thank you, Lord, that she would stand set apart with the possible, God, and set apart with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Praise God.
Did you see something?
No, I just seen you standing with the Lord.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I could see that. That's got to be so... Well,
you're going to speak into it. You're going to speak into the possibilities, and you will see it. You're going to see it better than I can see it, because you're going to pray the possibilities into your life, your family's life, the places, you know, the Lord directs you, and you'll see the possibilities.
How wonderful would that be? The passage I was drawn to, I wish I could. Let me look. If you got sick, I don't want to tell you, because it was really cool. Man, it helped. My Bible's open to it. I just need to turn my light on.
Okay.
It's Psalm 94,
mm-hmm.
12. 12 through 15. It's really cool. Happy the man whom you instruct, O Lord, whom by your law you teach, giving him rest from evil days, till the pit be dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor abandon his inheritance, but judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it. I just love that. Really.
Yeah, that's good.
I needed to hear that today. Yeah. I see
Well, how can we pray for you, Sharon?
Block Satan's eyes and all the evil people out there. Block them from, keep my family safe.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word, Lord, when your disciples said, teach us to pray, Lord, and part of your word said, in that, Lord, prayer, Matthew 6 was, you said, deliver us from evil. God, so deliver them from evil, Father God. Deliver her family from evil, God. We thank you for keeping them on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. And we just break off, Lord, the works of the enemy. We cover them by the blood of Jesus. Lord, fill them up, God. Fill them up, Lord, with you, Christ. And everything else would come out, God, that doesn't belong, Lord. So we thank you for keeping them filled, Lord. We thank you for your possibilities. We pray for your possibilities in their lives, God. We thank you for delivering them from evil, God, in Jesus' name, and protecting them, God, that you can powerfully shield and protect and guard them and keep them, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deb. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, hold on 1 second, because I think I... Okay, nope. Okay, so let me go back to... All right. Let me... Okay, I'm sorry, but I think I'm right here. It's just what happens is the people jump off. Oh, no, I'm right here. Okay. Yeah, this is it. 972-365. Good evening. Is this Rhonda?
Yes, ma'am. And I was on earlier, and I accidentally hung the phone up on at work. I was trying to put the phone in my pocket, and I hung it up. How you doing, Sister Deborah?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been on, but I haven't been pressing one. I've just been on listening. I wanted you to know that we were all praying for you and your husband recovery. So to God be the glory.
Thank you.
And you're back at it, and I just thank God for your faithfulness. and for your obedience and the love that you have for God's people. I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet of you. Well, let me pray for you. I had written your number. Pardon me? No, go ahead.
No, ma'am. Go ahead. No, ma'am. You can go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, I wrote your number down earlier because I've seen your number, and then, anyway, so that's why. So, Father, we thank you for Rhonda, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings, God. We thank you for being Abba, Father, to her, God, that you are Abba, Father, to her, Father, in Jesus' name. You know, there's a song by Jonathan Hessler. I think that's his name, Jonathan Hessler. He sings the song Abba, Father. Yeah, it's really nice. Just a piano, and it's very drawing in and very anointed song. So just kind of seeing that and hearing that, and you're just calling out to him, Abba, Father, and he hears you and he attends to you. As he promises and as he endures in his faithfulness and in his love, endures forever towards you and your family. So we thank you for that, God, Lord. And even, there's a verse that says he has inscribed our names on the palm of our hands, you know, and it's almost like he's inscribed on your heart, Abba, Father, Abba, to call out to him. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for the union and the intimacy, God, and the relationship that she has with you, Father. We bless that, Lord, and we protect it, Lord, and we cover it with the blood of Jesus and the power of your cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Yes, I have a sister in Christ. She's an older lady, and she calls me like maybe twice a week to pray for people. I've been knowing her since 2008. We actually used to go to her son's church. She's spirit-filled, so she'll call me, and she's been doing this for years. But like lately, it's like she's calling, you know, when people need help and need prayer, she'll call. And she's, because I know you're going to pray right then. She said, I know you believe in God right then. And she said, I know you spirit feel. She said, you pray, you know, through faith and through the word of God. And there's just so much stuff that's going on with people, that people are struggling. And sometimes people don't know just to look up. And I'm not saying physically, but spiritually, just look up. Because God, you know, he's everywhere. He's always with us. And sometimes we think God is so far and distant from us. But God is right there. He always has his hand stretched out to us to, you know, it cover us,
amen,
and love on us, and sometimes we just, you know, we get so burned down with the things of this world and things that we try to do on our own. And, you know, like you said earlier, he is divine, we are the branches, and apart from him, we can do nothing. That's the whole thing about this life. We got to stay connected to Christ to be able to do the simple things. You know, the simple things. I'm not talking about difficulty, but I'm talking about the simple things. You got to stay connected to Christ because we're living in a world that is fallen. And, you know, the enemy tries all he can to drag us out of the will of God. So I love God. I know God loved me, and I know God has brought me through some dark times, some stressful times, some things that, you know, I didn't realize that I was in years ago, but he delivers me from that. And I just give God all the glory for everything that he has done in my life. So thank you for that prayer. I want to you to pray for the children, especially my granddaughters and my great-nieces and great-nephews and the other children in the state of Texas. They're getting ready to start back to school this week. Next week, and I think in the next couple of weeks, but I just want to pray over the children and the staff, the faculty, I mean, even the bus drivers. I just would like for you to pray for them.
Okay, good word, too. Thank you for sharing. So, Father, we cover the state of Texas, Lord, with the glory of God. Lord, we pray for the children and all those specifically that Rhonda lifted up, Father God, and requests, Lord. But we pray for all the classes, Lord. And I have a niece in Texas as well, God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus and your protection and your care and your guidance over them, Father God, and your safety. Lord, powerfully shield them and protect them, God, from every aspect within the building, God. Every worker, every principal, every cafeteria worker, God, the bus drivers, Father God, anyone who holds the door, answers a phone, passes out a flyer, God, sweeps the floor, whatever it might be, Father God, we pray for protection. We pray for unity, God. We pray for safety and implementing care and concern and protection for these children in ways that are effective. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for people stepping up to the plate, God, with strategies, Lord, in helpful and productive ways, Father God, and meeting the needs and meeting the people, God, and encouraging the teachers as well, God. We ask for fortitude and stamina for these teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and even over the children that, you know, ended the school year tragically where they lost a lot of their classmates. They're going to be starting up this year. I think they're going to be in a new school. But, you know, I just pray, you know, that God will give their hearts and their minds and their thoughts as they start back to school without their friends and, you know, not the place that they're used to be in, that they're having to start in a new spot. And God will just remove all of that hurt, pain, tragedy,
yeah,
from
your
heart
and stuff. Yes, Lord, cover them with your comfort in ways, Lord, since you are the God of all comfort, Lord, so comfort each and every one of them in ways we only you know that they have need of, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for your comfort, for your care. There was something else I was going to pray for. It just slipped my mind. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just do above and beyond, Lord. We pray for those who counsel. Let it be a spirit of counsel and of wisdom, the power and might unto them. Oh, a spirit of trauma, God, to drive out a spirit of trauma, and that you would heal them, Father, and deliver them from evil as well, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. One last thing. I just thank God for the young lady, Gabby, that called in. Because scripture
yeah.
said, if we seek, that we shall find. He said, knocking, it shall be opened up unto you. So I just thank the Lord for her heart desire to be healed and also to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because if we desire to have it, he'll give it to us. So I just thank God for her obedience of calling in. And I thank God for you being here to pray for her to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have a blessed night.
Amen. Thank you. You too. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Okay, let's go here. If I may have already opened this prayer line. I'm not sure. 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hello. Can you hear me? 281-731. Okay, they might have walked away from their phone for a minute, or I may have prayed for them. I'm not sure. Sometimes it's no. That sounds. Let me try this one. 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Okay.
It's Nicole from New Orleans. How you doing?
Hi, Nicole.
Okay.
Good. How are you?
Hi.
Okay. Let me pray for you. Hold on. I'm gonna just. Your ear for a second. So, Father God, we thank you for Nicole, Father God, and we just lift her up to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bring her to your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I'm seeing like a spring day and a new wind, and it's a wind and it's blowing on like wildflowers and freshness of spring and new growth. So we thank you for that, and the indication of the Spirit blowing, and I don't even know if it's new things or fresh life. So, Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for your goodness. and your faithfulness, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are always building up, God. You're building your kingdom. You're building your people. You're building in your promises and in your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the fragrance of the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hold on 1 second. And I know it seems like I have all the time in the world, but I really do have callers. Let me just do something. Okay. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. Oh, yes. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. So before Christ, and that's what I'm seeing you when I even pray and say to people, at the altar of God, is so that you are before Christ. And this fragrance and even the spirit and the winds of that fragrance hitting you and permeating you, coming from him and being received from him. But then when you walk on earth, it is perceived differently by those who are being saved and those who are perishing. So 2 Corinthians 2:15. Right. So that's what I'm seeing and hearing. It's Jesus' name. So.
I receive that word, and I think so along the lines of what I've been, you know, just praying for, just, you know, God to give me a renewed spirit and renewed wind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just renewed fruit of spirit.
Yeah, well, praise God. Hey, is there anything we can pray for before I let you go? I hear your little one there, which is totally fine with me.
Just... Yes. So I would just say just, you know, healing of just sickness. We've just been getting, like, colds and allergy infections. Nothing like seriously or, you know, anything fatal. But, you know, just, you know, my daughter's just constantly been sick and everything, and just pray around that. And then, you know, just family relationships, you know, that, you know, my family received healing and, you know, just forgiveness and grace, show grace towards each other. That's all.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to close your phone line, pray for you, and then I'm going to move to the next caller, okay? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
God bless you. Yeah. Thank you. So, Father God, we just lift up Nicole. But God, we lift up her family to you, Father God, and we ask for a restoration of health and restore, Lord, the light of life to be upon them, God. We pray for their immune systems that you would expedite and kick out, Father God, everything that's happening within their bodies, Lord, not to return. We ask for a covering, a blood covering over every cell. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that. God, we ask for a restoration of forgiveness, Lord, a choice of forgiveness and a heart change. God, asking you to change hearts, Lord, but first the choice of the will to forgive and then asking you to come and to change hearts and to restore that thing, Father God, to restore those places, God, with your grace and your mercy, God, and we thank you, Lord, for doing a work there, God, and just even the willingness, God, to obey, the willingness to forgive, the willingness to do it your way, Father God, that you would meet them, God, in insurmountable ways, Lord, that you would take their natural and add your super to it, God, and just do a remarkable work, God, an awe work, Father God, and a restoration work, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's go back here to 281731. I think this is Evelyn.
Oh, yes, Sister Deborah. I am so sorry. Oh. I was just talking. I had my phone muted. And then when I unmuted, you had already went to the next person. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's no big deal. I was going to come back to you. I figured either you walked
Thank
away
you
or it
so
was
muted.
And some people mute it and walk away. So I was like, okay, I'll just come back. So let me pray for you. No, I'm glad that I got a text. Yeah.
I got my
thank you.
Too.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. So God bless you. So Father God, we thank you for Evelyn, Lord. And we just lift her up to you, Lord. And before your altar, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that your eye, Lord, is upon her, God, just as we read in Luke, Lord, that your eye is upon the sparrow, Father God, and your word also says, Lord, that we are the apple of your eye, God, and I'm seeing him watchful, like literally you are in the center of his eye, and he is watchful over you, but he has his eye upon you, and I'm not sure, let me see, and I know, again, I'm doing this thing where I feel like I have all the time in the world when I really don't, but I'm still just need to be faithful to the Lord. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of verses regarding that. So let me just do this. Okay. So nothing initially came up. Usually when you do a word search like that, the most popular verse comes up to the front. So I thought maybe there was something there, but there's not. So we thank you, Lord, for your eye. And even, you know, where it says where in Psalms 91, where he keeps us under his wings, you know, that's almost like a eagle's eye. And some people even done teachings on the under his feathers and his wings, under using the illustration from an eagle. And an eagle has a great eye, you know, from way up above, scanning the territory, scanning the area to be watchful and keen of its territory and what's happening there. But I'm really seeing like the eye of the Lord, and you know, like you're in the center of his eye. So we thank you, Lord, for being watchful over Evelyn, Father God, in Jesus' name, and for again caring for her. And as your gaze is set her way, Lord, let it accomplish all that you purpose and set it forth to do, Father God. We thank you for your presence is directed to her presence, God. Thank you for meeting her. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, God, because there's nothing like your presence, Lord, in what you bring and how you speak and guide and instruct, Lord, and impart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. I have a guy I never met before, but it's a mother at my church. She is her cousin, and he's in fourth stage cancer, and his name is James Elmore.
James, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Father, we pray for James now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we just lift him up to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you have angels set over the four corners of the earth, God, that you, Lord, can administer healing to every stage of James' body, Father God, and reverse this thing, Lord. We lift him up to you, God. We know we're asking for a miracle. God, we're asking for a touch from you, Father God, to awaken his spirit, awaken his soul, awaken his body. Lord, we lift him up to you, God. In fact, we lower him just as the friends lowered the man before you in the building, Father God, asking you to do a work, God. We're lowering him and lifting him at the same time to you, God, and asking you to do a work in his life, God, that he's desperate to be seen by you, desperate to be known by you, desperate to be healed by you, God. So we come to you, God, knowing it is you who holds the power, who holds the authority. Lord, speak your word. Send forth your word, Lord, unto him, Father God. We know that you're a man of authority, God, and send forth your word unto James, God, and send forth your healing, your hope, your restoration, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank God. And I'm believing for miracles. Because we're all together on the line and we're all agreeing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I have one other thing. I don't want to hold you a long time. I know there's other people on the line. I'm going to tell you about the dream that I had. I had a dream one night that this lady drove me, and when she put me out, it was like a women's conference. There was a great big room, and there was women everywhere. And I went to the dressing room, and I don't know why I went to the dressing room, and I was taking my clothes off, but I only took my shirt off from the waist up. So from the waist up, I came out of the dressing room, and I didn't have anything on from the waist up. So I was walking. I said, oh, my God, oh, my God, where's my shirt? I didn't know where my shirt was. So I said, I have to make it to the hotel room. So I made it to the hotel room, and I was looking for one of those hotel robes, those white terry cloth robes. But they didn't have that one. It was the most beautiful red silk robe, and it had gold going through it. So I put that on, and it was a perfect fit for me. So I told the ladies, I said, I'm going to go to Macy's, I said, and do some shopping. So I went out the back door, and I saw this man outside. He looked like he was a gardener out there, and we exchanged a few words. I don't even know what we exchanged. But it was no houses, no buildings or anything. It was just a big open field. And I was just walking, and then I woke up.
Girl, I wish I had more time for this. I so wish I had more time for this. Listen, the Lord, let me just say this quickly without talking too much, but I do want to speak into this because I have so many hands up. You think I would have all the time in the world. I'm hoping by the grace of God that I can get to everyone. You are going to be ministering to women, and I do feel like it may be vulnerable for you, but and I don't know if it's type of like, you know, like a mothering, right? Because when we breastfeed our children, you know, that part, right, where we're, where we nurture and we are vulnerable when we do that because we're giving out of our heart, we're giving out of our treasure, we're giving out of precious things in our lives that are personal. And the blood of Jesus and the robe of Jesus is going to cover you. It's going to be, you will be covered, even though you might feel like you're giving out and being vulnerable, you will be covered by the blood of Jesus. He will bring you to the places of harvest, to the places of the field. I mean, like, he's bringing you to the field. You think you need to go one place, and you think you need to be provided for in one way, but the Lord is bringing you to the field, and he will direct your steps to the field for his purposes, and that's all I can say right now. So praise God for that.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for this. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, amen. I got to let you go, but pray. I do wish I had more time.
Amen.
Again, so pray,
amen.
God. Amen.
Okay, amen.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. See, that's why you don't want to keep your phone line muted. I'm just kidding. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to handle on where I am. I am right here. 731-334. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley. So, Father, we thank you for Ashley, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for doing a new thing in her step and in her walk, God. And I just see you, like, bouncing in your step and then almost just, like, wanting to skip, but knowing, like, well, other people don't really skip when they're walking. I'm just going to walk, like, super happy and super enthusiastic, and the most happy and enthusiastic walk you can walk without actually skipping, but this unction to want to skip, like, with so much enthusiasm. So we thank you for the bounce and the new steps, Father God, that you have for her that are joy-filled, God, of your presence and of your ways, Lord. We thank you for doing that and just such joy, Lord, happiness, Father God, being imparted unto her and instilled unto her. And I don't know if it's like even keeping step with you is bringing this joy impartation. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for Ashley, Father God, and what you're doing and her steps, Lord, and her walk with you, God, and in her spirit, God. It's spirit, body, soul, and spirit is all aligned in conjunction one with another, God. And you're really, when that happens, he's filling us up. He's filling us up with his presence. Thank you, Lord. Everything else has to go when he fills us up. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father God, for doing a work in her life, God. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Yeah, so I'm just seeing you. That's good. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is
I know I already did that one. 214-938. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Larita from Texas.
Larita?
Yes, Larita. L-A-R-I-T-A.
Have we
spoken once before?
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
I think only one. Yes.
Okay, I was trying to remember your name, so thank you so much for calling. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Larita, Father, in Jesus' name. I just looked her up to you, Lord, and at your altar, Lord, I just bring her before you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your care, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for your spirit. Thank you, Lord. So, I see you like drinking into the spirit. I normally don't express myself this way, into the spirit. And a lot of times when I see like a cup, sometimes the cup is representation to something else. But I'm seeing like life in the spirit within this cup, and the cup is clear so I can see through it. So it's a different representation than I would normally, but this is what I'm seeing in essence to speak the truth into it. So we thank you, Lord, for her drinking into the spirit. And I'm not exactly sure. I know there's verses that talk about drink into the spirit. I would search those and even look up the word and like literally the word search and what it means to drink of the spirit, and what that means in the Greek or the Hebrew or however that's fashioned and drawn out in its verbiage. You may already know, but I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And you're also dining with the Lord. And it is very much a celebration. It is a community type of thing. So you're not alone. It's definitely the Holy Spirit is with you, but also is a community. The community is around you, you're having fellowship and intimacy with the Lord as well. Like it's very, I should say that's very personable. The Holy Spirit is with you, like he's your guest in this place of community. And it's not that everyone is sitting at the table. It is within the community. And so there's something actually very special there that's telling me, this would indicate to me, this word, I have this unction that it indicates to me that in the community, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is so He's going to use you in that way within the community, and it's so close that you're actually, even though you're in the community or with many other people, you're actually having close fellowship with the Lord and even drinking into the Spirit. So as I say that, there's this indication of the Spirit's going to speak to you, and you're going to just take it in, and you're going to consume what Jesus and the Spirit are saying to you, and then you're going to disperse that amongst the community while you're with them, which is really an incredible thing. And many of us learn, but there is something on that for you that is, and I don't know if it's just where your placement is right now or if you've experienced that before, but it really is, I've had to learn that myself as opposed to just gracefully walking into it. So praise God for that. And may that just be abounding in love and abounding in the kingdom in every way. I just bless that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for joining us, and God bless you. It's a privilege to pray for you. Okay, thank you. Okay. 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? 323-572.
Hello?
Hi. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi. This is me. My name is Keisha, and from Texas.
Keisha from Texas. Okay. Thank you, Keisha. Let me pray for you. Oh, let me mute your phone line, and I'll pray for you, okay?
I will.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we thank you for Keisha, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for silencing every other voice, Lord, for silencing the enemy, God, for silencing the storms and the winds and the rain, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for speaking your word, Lord, of comfort to her, God, of assurance to her, God. We thank you, Lord, that as you faithfully endure, God, that you are calling her, God, through your assurance and quieting the storm, Father God, that you're calling her to endure, God, to stand firm, to stand strong before you, Father God, and to endure to the end, God. So we thank you, Lord, that you were undergirding her with strength for her days, God, Lord, that you are strengthening, Lord, every bone in her body, Lord, where it says that he strengthens our feeble knees, God, so the places that need to be strengthened, God, that you can stand sure well. But I see mainly as him quieting the storm around you and just, you know, like leaning into you and whispering, whispering and quieting the storms and the wind and the rain and the things that are blowing and disturbances around you, and just, you know, hush, putting a hush in them, and then giving you his reassurance that he is near you, and that he's calming the storm, and in and through, again, his faithful endurance, and through how he's silencing and drawing nearer to you and just whispering to you, this is causing your endurance as well. So praise God for that. So thank you. Let me just thank you for calling. Thank you for calling and joining us this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks. Okay, so let me go to my next caller. Is 817-894. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Lori from Texas.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. So, okay. So, Father, I would thank you for Lori. Father, in Jesus' name, we just lift her up to you, God, and come before your throne. I thank you for the Lord turning things around. And sometimes when the Lord turns things around, we actually see it, that he did it, and we know it. So he's like, he changes the order of things, or he's turning something around, changing the order of it, maneuvering it in the direction he wants it to go. Whatever it is that it is yielding to his command, over your life. So we thank you for that, Father God. And the thing is that we get to see it. We see it and we know it. So we thank you, Father God, for speaking into that, to commanding, God, that thing to turn around, come into order, God, directionally, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, of how everything is subject to your voice, and to your command, Father God, and to your decrees, and to your proclamations, Father. So we thank you for that, God. And let Lori's prayers also become an agreement with your proclamations and your decrees as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have 910-709. Good evening.
Hi, Deborah. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Oh, hey, Sylvia. How are you?
All right, and you?
Thanks for joining us. So let me pray. There we go. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just come before your throne, Lord, and lift her up, God, to your altar in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, I know some people would not be fond of this, and sometimes I haven't been over the years, but I see you as the Lord's handmaiden. I know that is not the best verbiage for this culture now, but it represents a servant of the Lord, that you're willing to serve the Lord. There's something actually very precious in it. If you think of the character and what they do, or they come ready, they come prepared, they come willing, and they come yielding at the voice of the Lord, which is very rare. And, you know, because usually one of those things need to line up, you know, but all of it is ready. It's all ready. And you present yourself for the Lord in such a manner that you are prepared in every way for him to speak to you and for you to move and to take steps in a way for you to literally serve him. And what he does speak to you and your obedience and your steps, it is a service to him. And you need to remember that, because some people will speak into things and try to discount them because they're only looking in the natural eye, and they don't know specifically that it is what you're doing is you're serving the Lord in faithfulness and for the purposes yet to, you know, be revealed. But it is. Obedience. So praise God.
Amen.
Well, thank you for calling. Sorry, I don't have more. I wish I had more time, but
yeah,
I don't even know.
No.
So thank you, Sylvia.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay. Let's go here. Oh gosh, I just missed my place. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's right here. 847-239. Good evening. Is this Stephanie?
Yeah, it's Stephanie.
I know what else. I got it right today. So praise God.
Yay.
So Father God, we thank you, Stephanie. So sorry. So thank you, Father God, for Stephanie, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Lord, and we praise you. Thank you for her, Lord. And come before your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, that her life is an open book before you, Father God. And the verse I'm thinking is Psalm 139. And also Malachi 3:16, it says, the Lord wrote in his book of remembrance. So when we talk of the Lord, with other people, you know, in the things of the Lord, you'll have to look that up if you don't already know it. And it says the Lord noted that, and he wrote it in the book of remembrance, that when we were fellowshipping or speaking of him and spending time with him, with others, he writes it in a book of remembrance. So I'm just seeing an open book, that you are an open book before the Lord. So I don't know if there, what the exchange is that's happening right now, and in his reference and calling you an open book. So I don't know if he's just like, meaning he's tracking you, and he's tracking you, you know, and what you're doing for him. And yeah, but there really is a blessing on that, because it's not like you're being graded, you know, or school. It's just like, he's watchful and tracking you and what you're doing, and he wants to take that in, just like we want to take in when he speaks to us. When there's a revelation that he speaks to us, we want to capture that, right? It's almost like there's a revelation that's coming forth over your life that he's wanting to capture, and like it's the same affectionate care, you know, as he's watching you, and you're an open book before him. So praise God. Okay, thank you for joining us. God bless you. I'm going to mute your phone line probably before you get back on. So, okay, there we go. Okay, so There we go. We got a couple callers here. 215-360. Good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Glennis from Pennsylvania.
Glennis?
Yes, Glennis, yes.
Glennis, thank you. Thank you for joining us. I don't think we've prayed together before, have we?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, well, thank you for joining us. Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Glennis, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing her. We come before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. You know, I was going to say this morning, but that's so funny. But earlier in the program, I was talking about not only being created in the image of God, but also our union with God. So I'm seeing that functional role with your union with the Lord. And then I was reading 2 Corinthians 3:18. Well, I read 16 through 18, but 18 says, so all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of our Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. And the fact that we can see his glory and reflect his glory and be transformed into more of his image really is an incredible really mystery of being in union with the Lord. But I'm seeing your functioning role in your union with the Lord like growing and being permanently like planted, permanently adhered to. That's better. And so we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for demonstrating your glorious power, God, your glorious ways, Lord, that she would indeed see your glory and she would indeed reflect your glory, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just even the transformational being formed into your glorious image, Lord. It's really remarkable, God. So thank you for blessing her in such a way and in such a manner, Father God. And we just bless her spirit, Lord, and nurture her spirit within her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your work that you're doing and instilling and imparting unto her, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Okay, and then this caller here, 251-229, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Oh, hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me pray for you. Father God, I'm going to mute your phone line. Thank you. And then I'm just going to end with the prayer. So, Father, we thank you for Sarah, Lord. We lift her up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your throne, for your altar. Lord, just bring her to your altar in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, thank you. I'm not sure I understand all this, but I'm seeing like baking in some ways or maybe it's just bread or pastries or baking. So I don't know if that's like a word. Is that, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, so there are things that are being, you know, fresh and new. It could have to do with fresh manna, fresh bread, fresh manna, and some. You know, sometimes if we eat different breads even, they taste different, right? There's, sourdough, there's, pumpernickel. They have different flavors and different tastes, and some do taste more like their dessert that they are bread. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, the things that you're bringing forth, Lord, for Sarah, God, and the preparation and the bringing forth. So the preparation and the bringing forth, We thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, just for her, even her participation in that. And so, you know, the Lord's just not serving you fresh manna. There's a participation in it. And that might be the impartation of the participation is like you are the ingredient, you know, and what you bring, your portion to what you bring and how it brings forth the different textures, the different pastries, the different bread, the different things that you are receiving from the Lord as manna, because you're participating and you're, the ingredients in which you're bringing transpire into what is baked and what is served to you, if that makes sense, which I think it does. So we thank you, God, just for her participation, which is really incredible, because there must be something very unique that that you have that the Lord, that the Lord would put your hands to receive, and put your hands to participate in that in order to receive from the fresh manna. So it's very interesting, and I wish I had more time to. It just makes me wonder on the wisdom of God, what all that entails. And, you know, I want to dig in deeper and his insight in that word, but praise God. So Father, thank you. We bless her with that, God. We thank you, Lord, that you bless her hands. We bless every gift that you've placed in her hands, Lord. Your intentions for her, God, your will for her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that as she makes an offering before you, God, that you prepare it for her, even personally, God, with a personal touch of her participation in it, God, for her to eat that fresh manna, God, that fresh pastry, the fresh manna. God, we thank you, Lord, for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And it also will be shared with others as well. So just like the baskets were filled and there were other pieces and things left over, it's definitely going to be shared with others as well. So praise God. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And bless you, and shalom.